Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Let's turn our Bibles to Revelations chapter 5. Let's go back to the scripture that we were looking at. Revelations chapter 5, 4 to 5. This is the revelation that was given to John. And he says, "And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals.'" So John is seen into the realm of the Spirit, and he sees this book or this scroll, and he begins to weep. He begins to cry that no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. But one of the elders said to him, "Don't weep. Don't weep at all. There is somebody who has conquered, the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. He has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." And then later on he talks about all the things that were going to happen on the earth. But the thing here is that John was weeping because no one was found worthy to open the book. But when the book is open, when the Word of God is open, so many times there are so many things that we shed tears about, so many things that we cry about, or so many things that make us feel down. But the opening of the book is what wipes away our tears. And we looked at Philip when he was with the Ethiopian Eunuch in Acts, where the Ethiopian Eunuch was reading the Bible, but he couldn't understand what he was reading. See, it's one thing to read the Bible, and it's one thing for the Word of God to be quickened to us, for the Word of God to be open to us. And when the book is open, so many times, how many times have we read the Bible? There are some verses that we probably have read over and over and over and over again. And one day we read it, and the Holy Spirit quickens the Word of God to us. And you just almost say to yourself, "Wow, I never saw that before." We did that all the time. I'll see something, I was like, "Oh, I've just read all these verses, but I've never seen it before." That's revelation. That's the book opening up to you. Acts chapter 8, verse 30. In this case, it says, we can actually start from verse 26 to get a full picture. It says, "An angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place.' And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, an eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and join this chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' And he said, 'How can I unless someone guides me?' And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. And now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: 'Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth.' And the eunuch said to Philip, 'About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?' Then Philip opened his mouth," notice, "and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?'" But the key here is, this man was reading the Bible, he was reading the prophets, and he The book was closed up to him. What he needed was to come into the kingdom of God, to be born again. But the book was closed. But Philip, beginning from the same scripture, I thank God for the evangelist, always points people to Jesus. When we tell people about God, we always point them to Jesus. From that same scripture, he opened up the book to the Ethiopian eunuch. And the Ethiopian eunuch came to the point where he believed on Jesus Christ. And then he went on to be baptized. But he says that the question that Philip asked him is, do you understand what you are reading? The opening up of the book, or the understanding of the Word of God, or the revelation of the Word of God, reveals to us the treasures that are in the Word of God that are packaged there for us. God has packaged so many things in the Word of God, but it takes the power of the Holy Spirit for the Word of God to be open to us. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says that he upholds all things by the word of his power. And so by the word of his power, which is revealed to us, our lives are upheld as well. And then the psalmist prays in Psalm 119 verse 18. He says, open my eyes to see wondrous things in your word. Let's turn there. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open my eyes to see wondrous things. And so this morning, as we go through discovering the treasures in God's word, I pray that your eyes will be open to see what is in God's word. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I know there are wonders packaged in your word. I know that there are things in your word that I need to see to be able to live the life that you have packaged for me. But Lord, open my eyes to see wondrous things out of your law or out of your word. That should be our heart cry every time we go to the Bible, or every time we are around and thinking on God's word. Lord, let your word be open to me that I may see wondrous things out of your word. And so the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, he said he prayed this prayer for the church continually. And we pray this for everyone here as well, continually. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Let's start from verse 17. Verse 16, he talks about the fact that I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. It means he doesn't cease to do it. It's a continual practice that he did for the church at Ephesus. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and notice, and of revelation in the knowledge of him. In the wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18. Having the eyes of your heart enlightened. I like the Amplified. Put it this way. It says, having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Then he continued downwards. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. This is a good prayer for you to pray over yourself continually. But notice that he prays that the eyes of their understanding, or of their heart, will be enlightened. And the Father will give them the spirit of wisdom and of revelation. That's what makes the difference. The revelation of God's word is what makes the difference in our life. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things in your word. So what happens when the word of God is open, or when the word of God is revealed? The first thing that we have to realize is that the word of God is packaged for our profitable living. The word of God is packaged for us to live a life that is pleasing, and that is pleasing to God. It's packaged for our profitable living. Let's look at three scriptures along those lines. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16 to 17. It is packaged for us to live our lives to the maximum of what God intends. 2 Timothy 3:16. Open our eyes, Lord, this morning, that we may see wondrous things out of your word. Let us receive revelation, the revelation of your word. 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof. Notice, it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So the teaching in there is for my profiting. The reproof in there, the correction in there, and for training in righteousness. But it says all scripture is breathed out by God himself. Is breathed out by God and is profitable. It's profitable in these areas for teaching, reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. The word of God is packaged for our profitable living, for us to derive maximum benefit out of life. And then turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Speaking to Timothy again, he says, practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. So that all may see your progress. The old verse says that your profiting may appear to all. Not spiritually only, but everybody around may see your profiting. Practice these things. It was referring to the word of God and to him giving himself. Immerse yourself in it so that your progress or your profiting may appear to all. It's not profiting that people will not notice. It's profiting that everybody will notice. And then the third scripture along those lines is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That your profiting may appear to all. Oh, glory to God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. That your progress or your profiting may appear to all. It says that, for good news, that's the gospel, came to us, just as to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them or did not profit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. So it's one thing to read the Bible. It's one thing to hear the word of God. But he's saying that the word of God which came to them, which has come to us as well, was meant for their profit, was meant for their benefit, but they didn't derive any benefit or profit because it was not mixed with faith. Mixing the word of God with faith, believing what the word of God says. No wonder he told Timothy, immerse yourself in them. Give yourself wholly to them. Practice these things. Don't let it get away from you. Don't just hear the word of God one ear and let it go the other. No. Immerse yourself in them. Give yourself wholly to the word of God. Then you will derive, mix it with faith. Then you're profiting. You will derive the profiting that has been packaged in there for to maximize our lives down here. Hallelujah. The word of God is packaged for our profitable living. And so the time that we spend in it, searching for the truth, digging in it, meditating on it, thinking on the word of God, it is a wise investment into our lives that will produce result. Hallelujah. It will produce result. The word came to us. We hear the word of God, but he says that immerse yourself in it. Give yourself wholly to it. Think about the word of God. Mix the word of God with faith. What is God's word saying to me in this season of my life? What does the word of God has to say about the circumstances of my life? It's the time that we spend digging and searching for it and mixing it with faith, believing. Faith is simply believing what God has said. If God has said it, I believe it. And the more that we see in the word of God, the discoveries that we see in the word of God, and we commit ourselves to walking into that, determines how far we can go in God and how much we can fulfill of what he has for us. And so that we give ourselves wholly to the word of God. And there are treasures in there that he has packaged for us. It is in following God, it is in following Jesus, that is what the making of anyone that comes into the kingdom of God. It is in following Jesus, it is in following the word of God, that is the making of any believer. And so Jesus put it this way, Matthew 4:19, he says, follow me and I will make you. He was talking to the fisherman at that time, but it applies to us as well. Follow me and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. And we know in John chapter 1 verse 1 that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And so in following Jesus is following the word. And that is what makes our lives in this world. Follow me and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. He is the word. And so we follow hard after him. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so without Jesus, without the word of God, there is nothing that can be made in our lives as well. But thanks be to God that as we follow him, as we follow his word, he makes us what he has purposed for our life. We begin to take on the plan and purpose of our life. He made all things. He's the one that can make us. He's the one that can take our lives and do something with it to his glory. He's the one that can make us. And so he says, follow me and I will make you. Follow the word and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. And the good news is, the word of God works everywhere. The word of God works everywhere. He puts it this way to the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. He puts it this way to them. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 2. It says, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandment that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you, and I will overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So that's what, in essence, what Jesus was saying. Obey me, follow me, and I will make you. He's putting it this way to them. He says, be careful to do all, be faithful to obey the voice of the Lord your God. Being careful to do all his command that I command you, the Lord your God will set you high. I like that. High. High above all the nations of the earth. No matter which nation that you are in, I will set you high above all the nations. Irrespective of where you may be, I will set you high above. It's like the law of gravity. It applies everywhere in the earth. We cannot go to Canada and say, or any other country, and say, okay, I've left the United States, and so the law of gravity does not work. I'm going to stand on the roof and throw myself down. You will get a revelation if you did that. You will know that there is gravity in that place as well. You will get a revelation when you get to the floor. That's what he's saying. No matter where you are, above high, above all the nations. And so Peter says it this way also in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. The word of God will work everywhere, in any circumstance, in any area of our lives. When it is applied, it will work, irrespective of where we live or our background. Listen to this, Acts 10:34. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So Peter opened his mouth and said, truly, I understand that God shows no partiality. Like he just said, that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, my Lord and my God, I like that. Anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. God is no respecter of persons at all. God is no respecter, but in any nation, in every nation, the gospel, spiritual laws are applicable. Whether you realize it or not, there are laws in God's realm as well, which is the realm of the spirit. There are laws there as well. And those laws are applicable in every nation. He says, he will set you, just is what you have to do. Fear me. Obey my command. Listen to me. I will set you high, my Lord and my God. I'm getting excited already. High in every nation, anyone who fears him is accepted with him. He is no respecter of persons, but he's a respecter of his word and of faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In every nation. So what is packaged in the word of God for us? That was just my introduction. So we are getting started. What is packaged in the word of God for us? Let's look at some things that are packaged there for us when the book is open. The discoveries we make in the word of God makes all the difference. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. Oh, glory to God. How I love his word. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. Thank you, Lord. It says, my son or my daughter, put yourself there, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. For what? They are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Glory to God. Your translation puts it this way, and help to all their flesh. It is packaged, health is packaged for us in the word of God. But he says, be attentive to my words. Be attentive to my words. Let my words be first place in your life. Incline your ear to what I'm saying. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. Then something will happen. They are alive. They are alive to those who find them. It is there, but we have to find it. It is there. And a book has to be open. It is in the word of God. Health is in the word of God. They are alive to all who find them. And healing our health to all their flesh. Health to some of their flesh? No. Here is God's recipe for health. Here is God's recipe for health. They are life. That's what the world is looking for, and everybody looks for life and health. Those are the two things that we pursue. Here it is, life to all those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Here's total physical physical fitness packaged for us in the Word of God. Think about it. Think about it. It's one thing to get sick, and it's one thing to walk, to get sick and to get healed. Then it's another thing to walk for the Word of God. Take your medicine every day, whether you are sick or not. It will be health to every part of your body. Total health packaged for us in the Word of God. I pray if there's any assault or sickness on anybody's life, may it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. But the thing is, the key is, give attention to the Word of God. Give attention. Make it first place. Let it be the priority of your life. There is life in there, but you have to find it. You have to dig in there, and what the promises of God that He makes to us concerning health and living, He says it is in the Word of God. So number one is, there is total health for us in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, think on that a little bit. Medicine, then the margin says medicine to all your flesh. I don't have this on my note, but I digress a bit. When it comes to healing, the Word of God is what heals. This is something you have to realize. The Word of God is what heals, and the Word of God is what maintains our health. Maintains our health. And so that takes me to my next point. Number two, there is deliverance in the Word of God. Deliverance in the Word of God. Psalm chapter 107, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take your medicine every day. Keep you healthy. My Lord and my God. Let's look at this. He says, He sent His Word and heal them. Notice that the Word and healing are also together. The Word of God is the healer today. Some there are special manifestations sometimes, but the Word of God is the healer. Jesus is the living Word, and His Word is what heals us today. But there's also deliverance. He sent them His Word and healed them, and deliver them from their destruction. And deliver them from their destruction. The Word of God was the source of deliverance. The Word of God was the source of the healing and the deliverance. There is healing and there is deliverance in the Word of God. John 10:10, Jesus refers to the devil as the one who destroys. And so God sends His Word to deliver us from all our destruction. Deliver us from all our destruction. The Word of God is the deliverer. He said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." There is freedom and deliverance in the Word of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Anything that binds you, anything that destroys, by the power in the Word of God, I pray that you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Be delivered. Deliverance in the Word of God. Deliverance is in the Word of God. When the Word of God opens up, when the Word of God comes to us concerning the circumstances of our lives, it delivers us from all our distractions. John 5:19 talks about the fact that the whole world lies in wickedness, and lies in darkness and in wickedness, and the enemy is that wicked one. But the light of God's Word, the light of God's Word shatters every form of darkness in our lives. Every work of the enemy in our lives is destroyed by the revelation of God's Word. Our deliverance is packaged in the Word of God. John 1:5 talks about the fact that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot overpower it. The light of God's word shatters darkness in our lives. Let's read John 1:5. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm enjoying this. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. He sent his word and destroyed all their, delivered them from all their distractions. John 1:5 says that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. And in the beginning, he was talking about the word of God as well. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. No matter how dark it is in this room, just a flicker of light is enough to send darkness away. That is what he's talking about. He sends his word, and the light of God's word delivered them from all their distractions. That which the enemy has destroyed by virtue of the word of God being open to us, a darkness in our lives is shattered in the mighty name of Jesus. The entrance of his word gives us light. And that word, that light is what makes us free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So many times we seek deliverance any other way. The source of true and everlasting deliverance is in the word of God. Glory to God. There is deliverance through the word of God. What else is packaged in the word of God for us? What else? What are some of the other treasures in the word of God? There is success in the word of God. There is success in the word of God. When the word of God is revealed to us, there is success in the word of God. That's what he told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Oh, glory, glory, glory. So, thank you, Lord. Listen. You see, let's all read together. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That's profitable living. He gives us the recipe. Think on the word of God, meditate in it day and night. And not only that, look at it. He ties the word of God to our mouth. Do not let the word of God depart from your mouth. Speak according to the word of God. The thing is, if you are full of the word of God, when things come up, the word of God is what will come up. It's the more that you have in you. If someone really upsets you real bad, and the way you are full of the word of God, you say, I forgive you. My wife puts it this way. He says, I've forgiven you ahead of time. It's the word of God is what comes up out of you. If you are full of the word of God on healing, when sickness tries to touch your body, you say, no, this is God's property. You are trespassing on God's property. Please get out of here. You are so full of the word of God. That's what he's saying. Joshua, his knees are trembling. Moses is dead. What am I going to do about this circumstance? God says that for you to have good success, get the word of God in the inside of you. Be attentive to God's word. Get it so deep on the inside of you that if someone pinched you at night and woke you up, the word of God will come out. And said something had happened. The word of God is what will come out. It will just ooze out of you. You will have good success. You will have good success. And then and Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 talks about something similar. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You get so full of the word of God like a sponge. If you just get squeezed out, that's what will come out. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He's giving you the recipe again. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. No dry season. And its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. My Lord and my God. Meditate on the word of God. The word of God has power to make fat every lean life. No more seasons of dryness anymore. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all, some of the things, no. All that he does, he prospers. That is the key to profitable living. That is the key to deriving maximum benefit out of the word of God. It's the key to good success in life. Delight in the law of the Lord. Delight in the word of God. You will be like the tree planted by the streams of water. There may be dry all around, but thanks be to God, he's the one that is making your life fruitful. You will bear fruit in its season. You will bear your fruit because your source is Almighty God, because you have a Father, because you have someone who is your supply, supplying you with the water of life, keeping you ever fresh and ever fruitful. And whatever he does, he will prosper. Glory to God. That is exciting to me. That is good news. Hallelujah. In his law does he meditate. He fears the Lord. He reverences the Lord. It's what he means. All he is concerned about is God's word, the word of God. He says, be attentive to the word of God. That is the key to successful living. It is all in the book. All in the book. You get so full of the word of God that it just comes out of you. No matter the circumstances of life, you respond with the word of God. With the word of God. Like when the doctor said we could not have any more children after our first son, we said, no way. That's not what the Bible says. Even the Israelites, they were told that their cattle would not be barren. How much more us? No, that's not what the Bible said. So full of the word of God, and we did have more children. So full of the word of God that it just comes out of you. But he says, think about it, get it in first. And then if you are going to say something, speak in line with the word of God. You see, the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever you have put in is what God's going to come out when the crisis of life comes. But thanks be to God, he has given us an open book, the word of God. He has given us the Holy Spirit that gives us access to the treasures in the word of God. So you take the word of God, get it in. It will produce. You see, the word of God is seed. When it is in your life, it will produce. When the word of God is in your heart, it will produce. You may be faced with something in your face that there's no way that you can get out of it. But there is a solution in the book. And by virtue of the Holy Spirit, by virtue of the word of God being open to you, you begin to see it. I had a testimony of a certain woman. She said that whatever I'm faced with, the answer has to be in the book. So she started from Genesis, just going through. When she got to Jeremiah, she found what she was looking for, and then all the problems disappeared. He said it has to be in the book. The answer is in the Bible. And God, by his Holy Spirit, will reveal it to us. Number four, what else is in the book? There is sanctification in the word of God. Sanctification in the word of God. John 17:17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. John 17:17. The book is open. John 17:17. This is what he says. He says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify them with the truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. And then Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 talks about the cleansing power of the word of God. Ephesians 5, 26. It says that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. There is sanctification in the word of God. That he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Like a young man sitting here, he came in one day and God touched and transformed his life. He went home the next week and he said, all this magic stuff and all this occult stuff, get out of this house. I'm taking them all away. The word of God cleansed him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And then that's what keeps us, washing us, keep cleansing us, keep sanctifying us, setting us apart for his work, for his word, for us to be able to live the way he has planned for us, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. There is sanctification in the word of God. Our spiritual health is in the word of God. Our spiritual health, the health of our life spiritually, is in the word. Just always cleansing us as we stay in the word of God, digging into it. Cleansed, it's a cleansing by the word of God as we do that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number 5, the word of God makes us wise. The word of God, it is the wisdom of God in print, and he makes all that walk with him wise. The word of God makes us wise. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. The word of God makes us wise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wise. Thank you, Lord. Listen to this. Oh, I love this. And how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, which are able to make you wise, make us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. The word of God is what makes us wise. We get to the point where it says that he who walks with the wise will be wise. He who walks with the wise, Proverbs 13:20. He who walks with the wise will be wise, but the company of fools will be destroyed. So if God is wise and his word will make me wise, there is no way walking with God you will not be wise. There is no way walking with the word of God you will not be wise. You will make wise choices. Actually, he will make choices for you that are wise. And when we choose those, we begin to partake of all that he has purposed for our lives. I pray that is your story in the name of Jesus. He who walks with the wise will be wise. And so the Almighty God himself is wise. His word is able to make us wise. The psalmist puts it this way. He will make me wiser than my teachers. He will make me wiser than my enemies. Wiser than your enemies or your teachers. The word of God that is packaged for us will make us wise, taking us off natural limitation, taking us off of the natural. Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100, makes us wise unto salvation, wise unto deliverance, wise unto wholeness. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 119, 97 to 100. Oh, we are feasting this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at how he exclaims, oh, how I love your law. Psalm 119, 97 to 100. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. My Lord, the wisdom of God that will make us wiser than the natural, that will make us wiser than the natural circumstances of life, that will make us wiser than our enemies, that will make us wiser than even our teachers. Wiser, wiser. I remember when I was in school, this was an anchor scripture for me. God, make me wiser than even the people that are teaching me. I want to be at the top. Take me up higher. No matter what the circumstance of life, you will make us wise. There is wisdom packaged in the word of God. The word of God, which is able to make you wise unto salvation or unto deliverance, is what he told Timothy. Wisdom in the word of God. There's no way that we are walking with God according to his word and will not be wise. We'll be wise. We'll be wise in our generation. I pray that is our case in our life. Revelation, the revelation of God's word makes us live a life that is dignified in every way and is a blessing to other people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then number six is our inheritance is, I love this one, our inheritance and our blessings are in the word of God. Our inheritance is in the word of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 20, 32. I'm enjoying this. Oh, glory. Acts 20, 32. Glory to God. This is Paul before he left Ephesus. He says, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to do what? Build you up. Let's all say it. Build you up. And to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to do what? And to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. There's that word again. That's sanctification again. It is able to not only sanctify us, but build us up and give us an inheritance. There is no way we can grow spiritually without the word of God. But the word of God is able to build us up. You are built up with the word of God, and to give you the inheritance. Your inheritance is packaged in the word of God. And so he's leaving them and he's saying that one thing I can leave you with, the one thing I can leave you with is the word of God. Your inheritance is in the word of God. Your building up, your growth is in the word of God. I commend you to God and to his, the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Your inheritance and my inheritance is in the word of God. And so this month, as we dig in and study the treasures of God's word, I pray that you will find the answers in the book. I pray that you will find the answers in the book and begin to partake of the inheritance that is in there, that is packaged for you. The more that we discover, the more that we enjoy. The more of our inheritance, the more of it that we discover, the more that we enjoy. He told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, I've given it to you. Genesis 13, 14 to 15. As far as you can see. The inheritance has already been packaged. But as far as you can see, as far as you can see, we begin to partake of the inheritance. You see, he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. But as far as we can see, we begin to enjoy the blessings of the law. Our inheritance that is in the word of God. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, that we might be partakers of the blessing, that we might inherit the promise of the Spirit through faith. So that it's the inheritance is in there. The inheritance, it's already in the word of God. So this morning, I commend you to God and to his word, which is able to let you partake of the blessing of the inheritance that is in the word of God. That's what Abraham saw. He says, as far as your eyes can see, the more of God's word that we take in, the more that we begin to partake of all that is in there for us. And then number seven, the book is pregnant with signs and wonders. There is signs and there are signs and wonders in the word of God. Signs and wonders in the word of God. And so whatever he tells us to do, we just obey. It's just a matter of, that's what the recipe is. Hear the word of God. Think about it. Let the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. And then once it is revealed, just do what he says, because miracles are on the other side of obedience. Miracles are on the other side of obedience. The verse we looked at earlier on, it says, Psalm 119 verse 8, it says, open my eyes to see wondrous things out of your word or out of your law. I know this book is loaded with signs and wonders, but Lord, open it up to me that I can partake of the signs and wonders in there. And then whatever he reveals to you, just do it. That's what Abraham did. What was revealed to him, he was committed to doing it. He was committed to doing what God had revealed to him. You see, if you want to enjoy the blessing of Abraham, then we have to be willing to be committed to do what he did. He was one to obey God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 said this. It says, now the Lord said to Abraham, Genesis 12, 1. Says, now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I, the land, let's see, the land that I will show you, the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, that so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham went as the Lord had told him. Abraham just said, God, if that's what you said, yes, sir, I'm on my way. And then the first miracle that he did was at a wedding. John chapter 2, verse 5. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. That is how we partake of our inheritance in the word. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Abraham just said, God, if you have said it, I'm committed to it. I'm on my way. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. John chapter 2, verse 5. His mother, that is Mary, said to the servant, do whatever he tells you to do. Do whatever he tells you to do. And then later on in that chapter, he says, this is the beginning of the miracles of Jesus. This marked the beginning. When the people did what he told them to do. Thank God for Mary. These people have run out of wine at a wedding. What an embarrassing situation. Running out of wine on your wedding day. You have guests and you've run out of wine to serve your guests. That's a pretty serious, a very serious situation. But oh, I love my Jesus. They've run out of supplies, but the one who has all supplies is right there in their midst. The one who controls all supplies, he's right there. Oh, and thank God for the mother. He said, go to Jesus. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. This man, I pray, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. There are miracles on the other side of obedience. There are miracles on the other side of obedience. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. But apply yourself to it. It's not good enough for it just to be revealed. It must be a commitment that, God, I will do whatever you are showing me to do. And he said, go and bring water. Fill all these barrels with water. That the natural response is, Jesus, don't you realize we need wine and not water? That's what we, these people have run out of, that's all we, what we need. No, it might not make sense sometimes, but go and bring the water. They said, yes, sir. God, Jesus said, bring the, fill it up with water. We'll fill it up with water. Next instruction, draw out. Yes, sir, we'll draw it out. They just drew out. And the people said, people usually reserve the best, they serve the best in the beginning, but this is different. This is different. My Lord and my God. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. They are miracles. The word of God is full of signs and wonders. And they went everywhere preaching the word of God and the word, Lord confirming the word. That's what he confirms. With signs and wonders following. I pray this month, today, even as you sit here, I pray that the word of God will be opened up to you. The questions on our heart, the things that we need to see, even in this month and before the end of the year, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, signs and wonders will be the result. The good success that has been packaged in there will be the result. Whatever he tells us to do, just do it. Just do it. Hallelujah. May that be your story this month. May you discover amazing things in the word of God. May the word of God be opened up to you, and may unending miracles be the result. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A commitment. He says, follow me and I'll make you. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And then miracles are the result. That's my Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord. The opening up of the book marks the end of all our tears. Whatever he shows us, the word of God is packaged for our successful and profitable living. In the name of Jesus, just talk to God this morning. Lord, I've heard your word. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Talk to him this morning. Oh, glory, 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 glory. He wants to hear your voice. There is one thing that is needful. And this week, this month, I desire to see it. In the word of God, it may be health, it may be finances, it may be whatever the circumstance of life is. One thing is needful. The word of God is what is needful. It can transform and it will transform our life. It is able to build us up and give us an inheritance. The word of his grace that has come to us this morning is able to let us partake of the inheritance in his word. It's able to give us the miracles that we need. Is able to transform our life no matter what the issue is. But thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Lift up your voice and talk to him. Tell him that, Lord, show me wondrous things out of your word. Show me wondrous, open my eyes. Give me revelation in your word. To what you have packaged for me. Let it be real to me. Let me encounter you through your word. That will transform my life. That will take and accelerate my steps in you, Lord. Receive answers as I give attention to your word. Nothing else matters but your word. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. A lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The entrance of your word gives us light. It shows us which steps to take. It directs our path into our glorious destiny. I pray for everyone this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. In any area of our lives where we need the light of God's word to be shed, may that light be shed on there in the mighty name of Jesus. May the light of God come to us in the mighty name of Jesus, and every form of darkness and frustration be shattered in the name of Jesus. The entrance of your word brings us light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if you are listening to this as well, access to the word of God and to his life starts with being born again. If you want to give your life to Jesus, just say, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. Thank you for your word. I believe that you were raised from the dead. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And thank you, Lord, I'm saved. If you are sick as well, listening, just receive your healing. Thank him that he was made sick, that you might be made whole. And just say, I receive my healing. Destroy every sickness in my body in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that every miracle, and if whatever is on anyone's heart, Lord, reveal to us what we should do. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as we take steps that you tell us to do in your word and in our hearts, may testimonies be the results. As we commit to following you, may you make us, and let our lives be one that glorifies you and reflects your light. We give you praise. We give you glory. Fill our mouth with your goodness. Fill our mouth with your testimonies. May goodness and mercies follow us every single day of this week. May the next 7 days of our lives make a new beginning in our lives. Let the profiting that the word of God talks about be evident in our lives, and it appear to all. And we'll get people coming to us and asking us, what makes the difference? And we will tell them that Jesus is the one that makes the difference. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much for ministering to us. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. We love you. We love our neighbors, ourselves, because you first love us. Thank you so much. We'll begin to see amazing things in your word and in our lives. Amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.